pail. Mm-hmm. So if you fetch the pail to get some milk, you know. But ordinarily what I pick up with a handle on it is a bucket. Mm-hmm. Of course, the bucket was what went down in the well.
And something you carry food to the hogs in would be a...
probably the slop bucket.
And say if you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you'd put them in a...
vase.
And if you were setting the table next to each plate, you'd give everybody a... the eating utensils would be a...
knife and a fork and a spoon, or the silverware.
Okay, and nowadays if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd put out steak...
knife.
And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say, I have to...
wash the dishes.
And after she washes the dishes...
she dries them.
Or to get the suds off, she...
rinses them.
And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing them?
Dish rag, really. Sometimes dishcloth, but mostly dish rag.
What about when you're drying them?
That's the dishcloth, really.
And to bathe your face with, you have a...
wash rag.
And to dry yourself?
Towel.
And you mentioned syrup, the people used to make. Any other name for syrup or something similar?
We just called it syrup. A lot of people called it molasses. But to me, molasses is a particular kind of syrup, just the same way that you can have corn syrup, and you can have cane syrup, and you can have maple syrup. But syrup was the term for all that good sticky stuff, except for honey, which was different.
Do you ever hear syrup and molasses called long sweetening and short sweetening?
No.
And something that you, if you bought molasses, what would it come in?
Nowadays, of course, it comes in a jar mostly, but we used to get ours up from the farm in a pail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a great big round tin can so big with a handle, and we called it a pail. That was a syrup pail.
Did you ever hear the expression a stand of molasses or a stand of lard?
No, don't believe I have.
And if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth, you'd pour it through a...
funnel.
And if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with a...
probably a whip.
And nowadays, to carry clothes out to hang them on the line, you'd carry them out in a
clothes basket.
And if the lamp wasn't burning, nowadays you'd screw in a new...
bulb.
Of what kind of bulb?
Light bulb.
And say if you, a long time ago, if people would carry corn to the mill to be ground, what would they call the amount that they'd take at one time?
I really don't know.
Do you ever hear the expression, a turn of corn?
No, I don't believe I have.
And if you went out and got as much wood as you could carry...
you'd armload.
Okay. And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you'd say he had a...
half load. I don't know.
What about jag of wood? Do you ever hear that?
No, I've never heard that term.
And if someone had a load of wood on his wagon and he was driving along, you'd say he was... what wood he was...
delivering.
Okay, did you ever hear hauling wood or drawing wood?
Oh, yes. He hauls wood. He hauls water, you know. Mm-hmm. Whenever you used to carry a load, they used to say you hauled this, hauled that.
Would you say that now, or does it...
well, it's so seldom done.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, people used to haul a load of this or haul a load of that.
Mm-hmm. Say if there was a log across the road, you'd say, I tied a chain around it and we what it out of the road.
Pull or haul, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Either one. Or drag.
Okay.
Drag, really. That's what you would have to do to a log. You'd drag it.
Okay, so you'd say we tied a chain around it and
we dragged it out of the...
and you'd say, we have... what, many logs out of the road we have?
I guess dragged, but around here, the average person who is doing it would say drug.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it, but I would realize that they would.
And something that flour used to come in, say if you bought 100 pounds or something.
Used to be in a sack.
Okay. What if it was bigger, something?
Well, like you could get it in a barrel, but I...